Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, it's really hard. This, you know, the topic of this is the sick and dangerous. I have mentioned about the sick and dangerous, the worst experiences that I've had from strangers who I don't know in my home, who live next door to me, or you know, from the last 2 decades. An important point I learned when I was young is don't go up to strangers and target them because that's crazy and it's dangerous. Be careful of strangers. And I dealt with somebody who I live next door to me, who I have no attraction to, I don't know, a long time ago, who became obsessed. And they were dangerous. So, you know, I'm going to mention about how my life, one of the sad aspects of my life is being accosted or targeted by strangers who are, I consider, sociopaths. Narcissists who belong in prison or state prison who see me as a victim. And who wants to take my dreams away. They made up stories, allegations, said things that were so untrue and considered delusional. And it was one of the reasons why I was targeted because of my home, my condo. This is just a little home. You know, there are lots of people on this planet, especially in Los Angeles, there are millions of condos and townhouses and houses. I just happen to just have a place to live. It's really no big deal, to tell you the truth, to the everyday life person, but to this person, these people, it was. I guess they're so poor, they live next door to me, they didn't like me owning a home, which is so deranged and sick. That I have contacted the police department, and I will still do that because these people have a severe mental illness. They're trying to target me, and I'm a stranger. I don't know them. The truth is, you don't go up to strangers who you don't know and target them simply because they live next door to you, or you see them say something, or they said I was bragging about it, even though I was a stranger. That is sick. That was 20 years ago. They should have moved on. Got their own home legally. There's lots of ways to get a home. Lots of poor people have homes. So that's deranged and sick. It's sick. The lies and the delusions that they had. They have some deranged hallucinations about me. And I'm going to mention some of the hallucination and delusions that they had toward me. You know, saying my delusions that my home is a lot of money. Well, it's not that much money. I mean, there are lots of people who have homes. I mean, first of all, my home is not theirs. My home is not theirs. They can't take something that they don't own. And you know what? They want me to see me lose it. What, they spend 20 years sitting in an apartment, sitting on their ass all day and targeting me? That's exactly what they have done. I guess they're low functioning, not well. I mean, if they don't have no home, there's no excuse to commit a crime against me or target me, and I don't even know them. They are sick and deranged. I consider them dangerous. That's dangerous. It's not fair for me or anyone to be targeted by a deranged person who don't know how to mind their business, who's sticking their head and making up stories. My place ain't theirs. My home is not theirs. You say it's a lot of money, so that sounds like a criminal, a dangerous criminal. Here's the other lies about my mental health. You know, as I said before, I said that in a sick and deranged and dangerous show before. My mental health is fine. They made up stories to cover up their own neurosis. I don't have no hallucinations, no delusions, no nothing. They love to just, they don't want to see my dream happen. That's all. They don't want to see me live the American dream. And, you know, my music. You know, it's important that they put people like this away in state penitentiaries or state mental hospital prisons where they don't harm innocent people. Because lots of people's lives on this planet, their dreams have been taken away. People got murdered. People gotten killed by deranged, crazy predators. People saw their dreams taken away, their music dreams, they have talents. I mentioned that because they have said they made money off my material. If they have, as I repeat, this may be another delusion or hallucination. If they have made money, they committed a felony. You committed a felony. Those songs are copyrighted and published. If they put my name on any document, they committed a felony. They're an evil monster. And they could be living next door to me, and that's true. You know, they are so deranged and delusional. They spend all day targeting me because they simply can't not get out of their own way and get help with their mental neurosis. Saying lies about me, and they don't even know me. You live next door to somebody and you see me as some victim or some target, so they can take me down so they can feel good about themselves. That's not good. Evil. They should be locked in state penitentiary, and I do believe that's going to happen. You can't have human beings doing this to me for the last 2 decades who I don't know, who target me, think my home is a lot of money, don't want to see me own a home. And no, I'm not moving back to no rental apartment in this LA. I would never do that. If it came to that, I'd be gone. I mean, it really is that deranged, sitting in a car, it's yelling epithets at me, and I don't even know them, yelling, calling me names, trying to press my buttons. Still, I don't know them personally. Well, I lived next door for a year, half a year, or I don't talk to them, and they still come around. That's sick. That's so deranged. They spent 20 years because they want my property. They steal $300,000. That's so damn deranged. I think the LAPD need to be involved, and I'm trying to get these people locked up. These people are not normal in the terms of, I would say, these people are not everyday life person. These people need to be locked up in a prison. They belong, and they will go to prison. Right now, they just thinking I'm going to sell my home and lose my home because that's what they want. That's what they want. Oh, yeah, that's what they want. As I said before, these either former neighbors where I used to live or these neighbors where I live now, as I said, continue to peak, despite my complaints, expectation of privacy. Expectation of privacy is so important. You know, they looked in my home with a device. They committed a felony. you know, it's just really wrong. It's just really wrong. Some smart team or some police department, some psychiatrist in a state mental institution could really put these people away. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like when these people are that deranged and dangerous coming around me and don't know how to follow law or respect boundaries. They can't mind their business. You know, I don't like when a bigotry, you know, bigotry is another thing with these sick and deranged, dangerous people. When they say, stay with your own kind, that's racist. Again, you know, we have laws about that. They should not be going below the belt about racism or anti-Semitism or something or homophobia. They should not be going below the belt. We just had the Colorado shooting. This is an example of why these people are that type, you know? You know, I have said, when I say peeping in my home, you know, I'm going to get to this, but when I say peeping in my home, these are allegations. It may be, I believe they are, because these people describe me saying that they can see me in the bathroom. They graphically describe me in the bedroom. I have alerted the police station to investigate these allegations, because when somebody says these things on a constant basis that they looked in my home and described me, I think it is potentially true, and I will say yes. They need, but the evidence needs to be to back it up. Okay, my home needs to be investigated by the police, because if it's a pervert could be living next door to me or living in this area who violated my constitutional rights. Owning a home should be my sanctuary. It should be a place where I can be in my own privacy of my bedroom to do things without having to worry about or to hear somebody saying they look at me inside. That's wrong. That is a crime. And that's deranged and sick. They don't know how to respect my boundaries. Well, I alerted the police department about it. So they have to investigate. Because I have never have lived in another place where somebody thinks they have a right to peep in my home. That is such a violation. That's gross. That is so gross. That's disgusting. I put on my window, no trespassing, no camera is allowed to look in my home. No one outside my four walls is allowed to look in my home. No neighbor is allowed to look in my home, in my building. No stranger is allowed to look in my home with a hidden camera, with a wire, with you know, any type of webcam, whatever it is, any type of instrument is not allowed. A type of instrument where you can look in people's private area is not allowed, but it continues to go on anyway, and I can't live near a pervert. So I say this authentically. It is wrong, and the cops need to investigate. This building is not a place for someone to feel that they are safe in their own home, where they can feel the way to feel comfortable. I own the home by law. And I'm going to get to that, you know, it's wrong what they have done. If they are pervert, they should be arrested. They belong, as I say, in a state prison. Well, I'm going to bring up the stay with your own kind because I'm going back to the bigotry. The bigotry is wrong. I don't like when someone says stay with your own kind or bring up these backward beliefs. You know, you can't act out on your beliefs. It's wrong to be a racist in this society. They should not be living with a person like me who's African American. I mean, they should not. We don't go by race. As I said, you don't, if you target a stranger who you don't know, you got to be deranged and crazy. Something wrong with you, you need to be locked in prison, or you need to be. You're dangerous. There are lots of interracial marriages in this society. We don't go by race or color or sexual orientation. Look what happened to Colorado Springs when we have racism or prejudice. Homophobia, definitely. Homophobia, oh, yes. Saying that, oh, I need to be with a woman or whatever. That is, or saying, oh, I'm not, that is wrong because I have been gay all my life, and being gay, I have been a victim of homophobia and racism. I have been. I always will be gay in my I've been gay all my life, and I never done anything to anybody. I don't hurt people. I don't come on to people. I'm a very goody tissue, and I don't want these deranged people targeting me. I don't even know them. They just saw me as some victim. So they want to destroy me because I have a dream. And they take my dream away. Probably want to do something bad to me. They're deranged and sick because I don't even know them. Yeah, I don't like when they say, oh, they can see me use the bathroom or how I shower in my bathroom. That is sick. Again, the police need to investigate my building because my building have a criminal, a pervert in it. Why are you going to live next door to some pervert or somebody who don't know how to respect boundaries? They should be locked up. The other delusions don't own the property. Again, they spent 20 years targeting me, a stranger, over a little condo, thinking it's a lot of money. That's a dangerous, psychotic criminal who belongs in a state institution or prison. You spend 20 years, even if it's 18 or 19. And you know what? They were saying outside, oh, they only live here at 17, 18 years. That's still deranged and delusional. I have lived longer than 17, 18 years. This is almost 19. It's still rounded off 20 years. That's sick. You're going to spend 17, 18 years of your life following me around, a stranger, over a little property that you don't own, and saying out their mouth, that's a lot of money. Oh, I don't own the property. That's a hallucination. That is terrible. That is so sick. That is probably one of the sickest things I ever heard in my life. Nobody spent 20 years of their life, 18, 17, following me around. I know what the other thing is. They think I might be famous. That's still sick. You're so sick. It's not possible. I had to talk about it because it's so deranged and sick. It's so preposterously absurd. They need a psychiatrist and a police officer to lock them up in a prison, a mental hospital prison, so they can really get in touch with reality. Oh, one of them is so sick, they think I'm mentally retarded. And dogs can fly. Listen, if I was mentally retarded, I would not have gotten a BA. I mean, my IQ is above average, way higher. But I'm not debating intelligence. Believe me, I'm very bright. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I have above average intelligence, but I'm way smarter, too smart to even be considered retarded. And that's another hallucination and delusion. Retarded people never will get a BA, almost impossible. It's pretty much impossible. I think they must be retarded. If they're saying all these delusional, deranged things, they got to be retarded or something seriously wrong with their brain. Again, I mentioned about all the lies, you know. You know, it really is sad that I experience some sick and deranged or some person who, group of people, a man or woman, who simply cannot move on with their lives after 2 decades. I rounded off to 2 decades because pretty much they were living over there where I was 20 years ago. Or they living near, and they living nearby. All they have to do is just move on. 20 years is a lot of time. If they had the nonsense to get the help they need, to get the psych, you know, get a psychiatrist or something, they need, seriously, somebody need to take them off the street. They are that sick and deranged. I don't like when I told you, you know, they said, these people said, I'm saying what the things that they said to others about me. Of course, there was an obvious bald-faced lies saying that, you know, about my music, saying I didn't own my music, which is a lie. I mean, actually, I apologize. They said the lie that I didn't own my music. The truth is I do own all my music. I mentioned it before. Whatever I release, songs, they're copyrighted and published. I own the whole catalog. I have no one else owning my music. I did not sign away any of my material. Okay, that is the truth. But, you know, again, it's about taking away my dream. It's about trying to step on me and destroy me because I have a dream. I have ambitions, and they don't. But the delusions come from their incapacity to understand reality of a person, a stranger like me. And it came from because of their bigotry, you know, calling me the N-word or falsely saying that I'm from South L.A. or Compton. I'm never going to live in South L.A. or Compton. I never lived in South L.A. or Compton. That's another delusion or lie. Again, it's about coming up to a stranger and targeting me and trying to harass me who they don't know. You don't go up to strangers and harass them unless you're deranged and crazy. These people need to be locked up in a hospital. But it's also about taking away my dream, trying to prevent me from being successful because of their delusion, hallucination. The truth is, I told the truth. You can listen to my sick and deranged shows. What I said on this podcast is true. The lies, the delusion, saying that I don't own my property. That's a delusion that they said. I do, by law. Or you know, I'm mentally retarded. That is not true. There's another delusion. They say I go to a high school. Listen, I graduated from secondary school, high school when I was 1989, I graduated. I already graduated from high school, so they don't have to worry about that. I have a college degree, so that's another delusion. I don't want to deal with someone who don't understand reality. Here's another sick and deranged delusion. They said I came on to them. No, I did not. I can't believe that lie, that delusion that this man made up. He said I was shaking my ass past him. That's someone I have no attraction to. That is a lie. That is a full 100% lie, especially, you know, criminal. I thought the guy was crazy. You can't come on to somebody walking past them. How you come on to somebody if you touch them, if you say suggestive things at them, and then this person said it was a misunderstanding. Well, the misunderstanding is there was no misunderstanding. The man is deranged and sick and potentially dangerous. I had to keep safe. I don't want to deal with somebody like that. So this is the last. I'm going to continue with the sick and deranged show because of all the lies and all the somebody else delusions were put on me. Strangers targeting me for no reason. Saying things that ain't true. So again, I'm telling you the truth. And then, the other lie, obviously, there was another lie or delusion by these crazy people that I had a conservative. Boy, that is a lie. That is maybe a hallucination that they have. You can check the county courthouse, L.A. Superior Court, Lisbon. There is no conservatorship. That is a lie. Again, I mentioned that because that's criminal because they think they're going to drive me crazy. I think that's one of the ulterior motives, is to drive me crazy if I could lose my home and put me in a... That's not going to happen. That is criminal. I don't deal with criminals. I had so many bad experiences with crazy people and criminals that I am so aware of it. I am so high functioning. I'm very much in control of my life. That is the truth. I own all my music. I am independent in a lot of ways. I'm too high functioning. So I want to let you know, if you want to contact me about anything, you can, because my brain is so vast and I'm so in control of my life. I have my, my problems, but I'm very high functioning. So don't listen to no lies about that. But again, it was about dealing with strangers who couldn't mind their business, who didn't know me. And they spent several years targeting me for no rational reason because of their delusions and their illness and their criminal intent. But I also want to say it's about dreams, trying to take my dreams away, my Hollywood dreams away. When they say that they make money off my material, my songs, they're evil son of a bitch. They're already an evil son of a bitch. They should be locked in a prison already. They should not be walking the streets. They should be in a state penitentiary. Because if I wrote a song that somebody else just took and made money off, that's wrong. That's morally, ethically wrong. There's no forgiveness. There's already no forgiveness what they did, trying to press my buttons and trying to harass me, and they don't know me. For 20 years as a deranged lunatic who should be locked in prison. But again, I dealt with some people who had a severe mental problem and were criminal. Okay, they're strangers. Okay, they don't have the capacity to mind their business. They are, and also they're bigots. They're bigots. Okay, I don't deal with bigots, and I don't deal with insane people. And I'm going to say this. I always say this before I start the show, but I'm going to say it now. Because of my personal experiences and what I observe, most people with mental health issues are not dangerous. Okay, they're not. They're just as healthy as other people. I just came across some people who have serious mental problems and were dangerous. So here's the bottom line. I told the truth. I'm very high functioning. I'm in control of my life, control of my music. Inside the way, I don't want no deranged criminal making up lies about it. I am not mentally retarded. That is the truth. I'm too high functioning. Of course, I'm a college graduate. Don't listen to those delusions. When someone say they use my bathroom, see me using the bathroom, or say that they committed a felony, you're not supposed to violate my expectation of privacy. The police need to investigate these allegations. Because I am tired of hearing a neighbor or some crazy person on the street saying that they're looking inside my property. That is so wrong. That is no excuse. That they can go to prison for that. And they have no business looking in. If this is true, they have no right. That it's a crime. It is no excuse whatsoever. Other delusional lies, as I said before, they lie about me putting them on the street. You know, I don't want a deranged woman or man making up stories about me. Okay? They need a psych ward, okay? They need a psych ward because I never owned an apartment building. I had no tenants. I never had a tenant in my life. Okay? Except, you know, I just own my place, you know? So don't make up no stories. That's a delusion. They need to see a psychiatrist. And they need to be locked up in some facility to make up some hideous delusion. They are sick, deranged, and dangerous, putting their illness on me and saying things that ain't true. It ain't true. Go to their apartment manager or whoever they rent it to and blame them. Stop with the delusion and the lies. Don't trespass. It's wrong. I said this in previous shows. It's really wrong what I experienced. What I experienced for several years of this, someone's illness, someone's criminal intent, and potentially criminal act in violating my space was an atrocity. These people should have been put in prison for what they did to me. The allegations of peeping in my property was such a violation. They should have went to prison. To make up stories and harass me for no reason, and I don't even know them. They should belong in a state mental hospital. They're sick and deranged. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.